This show is sponsored by the Crummy Cookie Dough Company, top-notch humans making top-notch edible cookie dough. Warning, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to I Am Everything with your host, Cheyenne A-Town.
Are we live? Live. Check. How's it going, guys? Cheyenne A-Town here. This is I Am Everything with your host, Cheyenne A-Town. I guess I just said that. I'm by myself. I'm all lonesome. I'm so lonesome. But we do have a special guest tonight. Not in studio, however. Maybe eventually we will have it in studio. But first off, I want to say a big up to my new sponsors, and I'll talk about them later, but my new sponsors, Crummy Cookie Dough Company. That's a tongue twister. However, their food, their cookie dough is amazing, and I will talk more about them so I don't butcher it more. But let me just tell you a quick thing. They're in Waterloo. Amazing cookie dough. You can eat it raw. You can bake it. I'll talk to you more about that later on. But I want to say welcome to the show and holla, holla, holla. Let me know, guys, should I have, like, background music playing? You know what I mean? Like, on the radio station, you usually hear people have, like, background music play. I don't know. Should I do that? I'm not too sure. I want to do that. But what do you play in the background? Do you just play, like, I don't know, pianos or something? Like, would I need to hire a piano player to do that? I don't know. I got to start listening to the radio station more whenever... I guess whenever I listen to it, I'm going to see what they play, because you never know. I wonder if it makes it sound more busy, or if it's just me and my voice. Welcome to I Am Everything. Like that, if I talk sensual, like it's 1970, ooh, I don't know. So this is what you're going to get. I'm by myself, you're going to get me ranting, you're going to get me talking about stuff. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I didn't make any notes today, so we're just going off the cuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just going off the cuff. And last week, there was a president change. Remember I told you that's going to happen? Yes. The witch is dead. Well, he's not, but, you know, hopefully he's gone. And no, the election was not stolen. It was not rigged. Come on, guys. Give that ruse up. That's like the old Tom Brady. They cheated. No, it's life. It's life. Don't hate the player, hate the game. And that is life. Here we are. This is November 13th. My birthday was yesterday, and I was 30. No, I am 30. I'm one step closer to that pension plan, two steps closer to that senior citizen discount, and what else do you get when you're older? Back pain? Knee stuff? I don't know. Anyways, whenever I do that, I'm just like thinking. I'm not actually thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm just reminiscing about being young, being 20, doing shots. Ooh, all right. I'll stop talking because we have a busy show. We have two requests, two different bands. They want to showcase their music, and I'm always here for that. I'm about requests. So if you have requests, email me at imeverything@soundfm.ca. That is on CKMS 102.7 FM. I will get back to you. You cannot tweet me. I told you about that. If you don't know, I'm suspended. Instagram at CheyenneA-Town.com. Not .com. What? At CheyenneA-Town. That's my Instagram. Or I made a new one at I'm Everything Radio. That's my another Instagram. Without further ado, here's some... here's one of my favorite bands, The Murder Capital, and they're singing For Everything. And it goes like this.
swarm.
Yeah. Run, Ricky, run, run, nigga, run, jump, nigga, jump, come, here they come, run, 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 gun with the drum, bum, bitty, bum, slump in the trunk, my city go, dum, 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 151, rum in a blunt, young nigga, num, 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 and he got a little gun, a little bitty killer, really doing it for fun, give him a little bit and he'll get a nigga done, son of a guy, son of a bitch, son of a woman, a man, son of a son, and a sunk in the bitch, I'm in a plan, please come with a script, cover my back, cover man, please come with a blitz, look at this stash, yeah, like a magician, fuck that, this some real ass shit, I pay blood for this, taking cheese from the government, cereal boxes with the bugs in it, hand me down, dear, my brother, brother shit. Don't compare me to no other niggas in the city. Boy, they say they fucking with you. Heebie-jeebie, that's a bit disgusting, but I get it. I'm full of tension, full of spirit, but full of shit. Standing next to the tight when that bullet hit him. Shit, I miss him. I wish that bullet missed him, but it didn't. And since I've been living with it like a sickness. Instrument, infinite rhymes, give me the baton. A ticking, ticking time bomb, taking the finish line. Look alive, look in my eyes. Look at you niggas trying to get dumb, dumb. Better run, run, cause we prime them. East side where you're from, niggas wildin'. So be silent before my niggas creep silent. With street knowledge, complete nonsense. Delete comments online, all lots, we see violence. Every day in my eyes, they killing my niggas. Die, nigga, die. Pull up with the fire, get him, nigga. Time for a knife. We gotta ride, fucking nigga. Ride for the ride of your life. They abolical minds. I don't mind it. I like it. I like it. I love it. I fuck with you. You a thug. I'm a thug with you. We can know. We can fuck if the nigga fuck with you. I got love for you. Off the mud with you. Off the mud. Yeah. Run, Ricky, run, run, nigga, run. Jump, nigga, jump. Come here, they come. Run, 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 run. Gun with the drum. Bum, bitty, bum. Slump in the trunk. My city go. Dum, 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 dum. 151. Rum in a blunt. Young nigga, num, num, num. And he got a little gun. A little bitty killer. Really doing it for fun. Give him a little bit and he'll get a nigga.
That was some JID 151 rum. That man is a combination of Kendrick Lamar and, I don't know, think of someone else cool. Well, we are back, and I want to say, hello to Mono Wells.
How's it going, guys?
All good, great. Man. Thanks all for having good. Us on.
All good in the COVID era.
As good as it could be.
We're in a bubble, so that's all we need.
Are you guys worried about like a lot of good venues closing down? Because I've heard some have.
We've already lost a few good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of sucks, man, but what can you do?
True. I mean, there's going to be a resurgence of them coming back for sure.
I hope so.
There's actually
happy belated birthday, dude.
Oh, thank you. I'm an old man. I'm working up to my pension plan.
Nice.
I'm working up to my senior citizen discount.
Coming any minute now, dude.
Wait. So, there's a question I actually haven't asked you guys before. So how did you guys get started? I feel like I should have known this.
Well, I've known Sally for a long, long time. Like 10 years-ish, maybe 11 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we met in high school. Which I guess now everyone knows how old we are. Yeah, and then we met Zach in university, started playing some gigs. Then it kind of went from there.
So how do you like take it from just being in a band to making it serious?
It's a lot of growing pains and like, you know, soul searching and figuring out you actually want from your life. And right. Then I think once everyone's on the same page, it's actually not that bad, but
right.
It requires a lot of commitment and you need to get everyone on the same page. And that takes some time.
Yeah. I know probably 20 bands who are going to be bands who are just like not bands right now, you know, like they never actually took it serious. Like, yeah, I'm in this band. It's like, are you though? Have you guys done anything or are you just playing it? Huh?
It's a hard step to take.
I think that's fine too. Like,
yeah.
There's some bands that get big that never mean to, and that's, you never know, like,
right,
what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Time. So you guys grew up in the same like area, or like how did you guys, is it just, I know you guys met in high school, but was it like hard finding, I guess my question is, because now that you are down another band member, is it hard for you guys to find someone who kind of molds into what you guys are trying to do?
Not really. Like, I mean, we found someone to play live with pretty quickly, actually.
Right.
And we really like her. She's been doing a good job. And since we're just, you know, we're just keeping the band, the three of us, as far as like songwriting and everything.
Right.
So it hasn't been that difficult of a transition in
honestly,
that sense.
It kind of gets easier because it's less cooks in the kitchen.
Right. You know? True.
It's easier to make a few decisions or agree on stuff.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool, though. I was looking at the music video, All or Nothing, and the 3-band look was pretty sick. I was like, yeah.
Trio's nice and clean.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. It reminds me of, like, a female-fronted Blink-182. I was like, yeah, okay, then.
Sick. Yeah. It was excited to like take that step and I guess kind of rebrand and just show with the you know with that song and with that video and with right. everything that came out like is the new thing.
Right. I know I liked it and I liked the music video as well. Yeah, so I guess do you guys want me to play a song for you guys?
Yeah man. Yeah. Why not spin the new one?
Let's hear it.
You got All or Nothing queued up.
Yes. Okay, and I already asked you what the song meant to you, but I guess if you could say any like interesting bullet points for this song or like any interesting snippets while recording it or doing the music video.
We wrote it last summer. We played it for the first time in Quebec City.
Nice.
And we recorded it in BC with mm-hmm. Ryan Worsley.
Well, nice. Writing it, Zach got a concussion, which helped him write chorus the next week, so you know, kind of blessing in disguise, I guess.
It's pretty cool. That's actually a pretty cool story. I like that. There's actually like sometimes people met bands are just like, yeah, like you know, it was a good song, you wrote it, but you guys actually have a whole story. So all right then, okay,
we'll make sure Zach gets a concussion for each song.
Talking like a voice in my head. It's coming back, I still remember everything that you said. Told me I wasn't worth a dime, like I had nothing to lose. Well, I got a dollar in my pocket, baby, what's it to you? Back on the streets in the city where there's nothing to do. It can't. It's a curse, cause it ain't built for you.
That was All or Nothing by Mono Wells, and we are back on I Am Everything on CKMS 102.7.
All right, so I know you guys don't, have a lot of time, actually. So I did write, like, a lot of questions, but it's okay. I'll save it for in person when I ask.
We got a little bit more time, man. We got like at least 10 more minutes.
Okay, cool. So I guess, you know, you guys have been obviously writing more, and is there like any new music you guys are gonna put out, or any, are you guys working on any new like albums or anything?
Yeah, we have a new album coming out. Can we
drop in the new record?
Yeah,
so and we're already writing the next one.
Yeah, so that one will have Really Wanna Lay You Down, All or Nothing, and a bunch of other songs you've never heard before. And then right now we're currently writing a new batch of songs for the next one in like a while. So we're really focusing on that right now.
So unfortunately your thing cut out after you said that you have a bunch of songs on it, so you'll have to say that, just so it's like that was like the big answer.
Yeah, no worries. So we have a record coming out which has Really Wanting It Down and All or Nothing,
okay,
and a bunch of other songs you've never heard, so they're brand new. And then right now we're working on, you know, the record after, way after that, this new one coming out. So we're working on a new batch of songs, trying to start fresh. Yeah.
So what, in terms of like writing, are you guys thinking like, oh, like maybe down the road we might change our sound a little bit, or, you know, like how sometimes bands do that? Like I'm thinking like, I mean, I can't think of very many bands just cause I can't think right now, but I can think of one band in particular right now is, Bring Me the Horizon, where they kind of change their tune a little bit. Have you guys ever thought of like, oh, maybe we should just do like, eventually we should do something a little different?
I think we have proved that very well already. Like our sound seems to already change. Like you're gonna hear this next album, and if you listen to Control Freak, I think it is a lot different.
Right.
And then already the stuff we're writing now, yeah, I hope that we continue to change and grow and develop as artists and the music that we make. I don't really want to be making the same thing. I want to keep going,
right,
like, you know, deeper down into yourself and what you're feeling at the moment and write that.
As long as there's still energy, though, that's the best thing about you guys is you always bring the energy.
100%. There'll always be energy. There's some things you can't take away from us, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's not a predetermined thing, you know. Like I don't think, I mean, sometimes maybe we try to, but usually the songs, you know, come first, or at least I think that's how it should be. Like we write the songs, and then if we notice that the sound has shifted a bit, then that's cool. I don't think that's something we're opposed to.
And what do you guys think of like concept albums, or like is that, I don't know if that's like an old thing now, like it's like, you know, but
people still do it. I feel like maybe commercially they aren't as viable as they once were. People still do it, and I still think they're cool. We haven't done one yet, but maybe we will.
I think Billie Eilish's album was a concept album, so I think it's still, it
is a thing
that happened. But I think...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe we... until I'm like ready and know the vision for what I want that to be.
Yeah. So I mean, you guys have been doing this for a while. Like how long was it until you guys could make it a career? And I mean, I don't know if you guys are doing side hustles now, but like in terms of like feeling comfortable and being like, okay, I could do this. Was it a long time?
Yes. We've been off the side hustles for about a year now. You know, it took a while to get to that point, and even then it was still like a bit of a roll of the dice. Like you're taking a bit of a risk making that move. But I'm glad I did.
But I don't personally think we never, like, since we started this band, like we never didn't take it seriously. Like even if our level of knowledge didn't match that, like we always thought like this is what we're gonna do, and we're doing, like it was never like a switch. Like this was just what we were doing, even if we're foolish enough not to understand how the industry worked yet. Like, at least in my mind, I was doing it the whole time, you know?
Yeah. I think whenever you tell someone, at least, I feel an older parent that you're going to do music, they like, come on, music. Because you never really hear of it actually working out in the long run. Because it's, you know, I'm sure you guys, I've talked about this before with you guys about producers and having to impress people. And it's like, I'm sure it's a stressful thing. And even like getting noticed, especially in Toronto with how many bands are, you know, trying to get noticed, I feel like it's probably a hassle onto its own kind of thing. Would you say that?
Yeah, there's work involved, that's right. For sure. And I feel like at least my parents, they just want, I think a lot of parents just want stability, right, for their kids. True. So when you tell them you're going to be an artist, they're like, that's the opposite thing. So they're not as stoked. But, yeah. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
So here we are.
I think I had a moment with my, because Jordan's the reason I like went to university for right. music. But when I was like putting down applications, I think there's a point I'll never forget that I don't know if it was mean-spirited or like nice, but my right. dad was just like, honestly, like, that's what you're gonna do. Like, this is what you're supposed to right. do all along. And he was like, gave up. And I was like, that. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I took it and I ran with it.
So. Right. I like that. That's cool. I feel like that's kind of like, yeah.
They tried to stop it.
Yeah.
They were just unsuccessful, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I actually resonate with that comment as well, because that's kind of what like a parent would say to me as well. Like, oh, you're going to do it anyway, so. Go do it, go do good.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so what's the next song you guys want me to play?
Ooh. Should it be one of ours or should it be a different one?
Let's shout out a local, someone we love.
Go for it.
Ooh, how about, what I've been listening
Who's
to
Who's it gonna
Dizzy.
Be?
You like Dizzy?
I love Dizzy.
Dizzy? Yeah, what's a good one? You know what song is actually fantastic? Mm-hmm. I love the song Twit. I've come back to it.
That's an early one.
That's
for
an
them,
early
right?
one.
Really Dizzy like Twist.
It. Yeah, but anything off of their album, I think it's Baby Teeth. Is that right?
Yeah.
Anything off that album is amazing. Like Swim is.
But I don't think Twist
incredible.
Is on Baby Teeth.
No, it's not. But yeah, I'm telling. Listen to the whole album.
Well.
But maybe show Swim Twist. I think that would be cool.
Okay. All right.
On how
That was Twist by Dizzy, and we're talking to Mono Whales here on I'm Everything.
All right, so last couple of questions here. Like, you guys obviously toured a lot, right, as a band. I'd never really touched on that for you guys. Like, what was touring like for you?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, I can't wait to be back on tour, honestly. It's like the time of our friggin' lives.
Right. So you guys probably went to, like, all the provinces, I'm guessing.
Not all of them.
We haven't
been to the Maritimes on tour yet.
Right.
Like, we've been, I've been there as a human, but I have not toured there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys will grow big crowd there. Because I'm from PEI, and I feel like they're always looking for, like new bands to follow, but not bands from the Maritimes, you know?
True.
Everyone like always likes stuff from somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, there's been like some weird bands there that are like not that popular in Canada, but they're like really big over there.
Sweet.
Like, I always thought Sam Roberts' band was from the East Coast or from PEI just because how popular they are there. So I was like, oh, well, I guess it's kind of like there's a niche market there. So I think it's a cool place to go. I mean, but I didn't know you were from there, man. I was born there, but I kind of move a lot. But yeah, that's one place I was raised, and it's a good place in the summer, but in the winter, it's, you know, it's one of the worst places, to be honest.
Well, hello, fellow Maritimers.
Yeah,
you want to follow a band not from around there? Mono Whales is your guy.
Good that you said that, because I have some listeners from there.
Sick.
You're gonna get a concert somewhere down. They're gonna want you somewhere at the Charlottetown Rural High School.
I hope so. We'll get out there.
That's where I graduated in 2010 or 2009.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So in terms of, because you said you missed touring, so how, like, you guys are probably going through withdrawals with like touring and all that.
Yeah, there's always, like, to be honest, you kind of get a post-tour depression, COVID or not. Like, when the tour ends, you kind of feel a little shitty afterwards.
Right.
But,
I mean, I guess that's just shows in general. It's one of, I think, all of us? We all love performing live almost more than anything.
Right.
So it is a big loss when that is a huge reason why we love making music or playing music so much.
And I like how, you know, when I've seen you guys live, you kind of break the mold, Sally, of being like a lead singer and just standing on stage and singing. You like go out and like interact with the people. Where did you get that idea from? I know like that's coming out from you as a singer, like you are putting that energy out there. But did you see that somewhere where you're like, that's what I want to do?
I don't know if I saw it somewhere. I mean, probably, you know, I probably learned a lot from people I watched growing up, whether that be a pop singer like Britney Spears or things like rock music like Kiss or whatever. But
yeah,
I think it's more that there was like a certain time where you're performing, especially in Toronto, and people like to cross their arms and kind of just like stare. And you're just like,
they're too cool.
Yeah, and I think I just got, like, one day, I think I just got fed up with it, and I just got off stage, and I just started shaking the person, just being like, and then, like, and the funny thing is, they liked the music, so right. I learned a lot from that experience, but I think it's just cool to get out there and be like, oh, no, this is real, like, I'm in, like, it's not just a stage thing, ta-da, right. No, this is a real human interaction happening, like, right here, right now, and I think getting in the crowd and getting people's faces, it just makes it more like a, like, less of a gallery showing.
Yeah, if that makes sense. More of a personal, I feel like people remember stuff like that, like, musicians coming down from the stage and being like, because, you know, sometimes the stage is looked at as, like, someone who's, like, I guess, more important than the other people, but when you come down from that and you're like, look, I'm like you, and I can, you know, let's dance and stuff while I sing, that's, I think that's pretty cool.
Sweet, I'm happy you get that.
And I think, like, I feel like most musicians should do that. Like, I like, my most memorable bands are bands that, like, put out that kind of energy. Like, I was at Warped Tour once, and there's a band, I'd never heard of them, called 68. The guy is just him and his guitar, but he, like, came off the stage. He was, like, in the crowd, and the crowd was, like, you know, obviously moshing out. And he's just playing and just singing in the middle of the crowd. I was like, that's pretty cool. So it's like, you know, those people stick with you because you know that they like you, like, you know, they care about music. What versus like someone who's standing on stage and just like, you're just like, this person's boring, but this person has like so many albums sold. It's like, how?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, different strokes for different folks, I guess,
right?
And they're what they want to do. I mean, I think eventually what's going to have to happen because of COVID is if gonna have to get one of those hamster balls that weighs out the Flaming Lips so I can get
bubble
out
boy.
Without getting sick. Yeah, I have to be a bubble girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys think, like, I mean, I'm sure you know as much as everyone else, but do you know if, like, are you guys thinking, like, oh, we can't tour for a year or so? Or do you think, like,
honestly, I don't think we want to even make any predictions right now.
Honestly, we have no idea. We have no insider information. Like,
right. unless you go to the U.S. and
all we're gonna say is like we're gonna try to get back out there as soon as possible to do right. that. Shy, we gotta wrap up, man.
Okay,
we can give him one more song to listen to. What do you?
Yeah, yeah. What's the last song you want?
Should it be one of ours or should it be a different one?
What do it say? Up.
Guy, you call it, man. One of ours or a different song?
Well, I mean, I love your music.
All right. Okay. Then do you want to do a deep cut?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
What about Alive Now?
Let's do Alive Now.
Let's do Alive Now.
That one's Alive. So- and what does a song mean to you guys?
It's the pain of lost youth.
Pretty much, yeah. It says 25, feel so alive. I really relish in that time of my life, so it's just, you know, rough living in that time. Like, now I feel like I'm way more of a chill, comfortable person. Back then, just right. like, you know, picking up a pill off the street and eating it.
Damn. Okay, then. All right, well, I appreciate the interview and letting me ask a couple questions.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, and we'll do this again sometime in person, hopefully.
Sounds good.
I like that song. I don't think I've ever heard that song before. I want to thank Mono Wells for being guest tonight. That was cool doing the interview. I had 23 questions, but they're busy. They're working on an album and another album. It's crazy. They're thinking ahead of themselves, and that's cool to do because you never know what's going to happen. Just as we learned here with COVID, you never know what's going to happen. I'm going to try to have a guest, every week. Someone, a cool musician, even a cool person. We'll see what happens. But I want to talk to you about something. See, I love cookies. I'll tell you this much, okay? I'm sure you love cookies too. However, you probably love eating cookie dough more than you love cookies. I have a place for you. This is a secret, all right? I'm giving the secret away. This place, I'm telling you, and I'm honored that they're choosing me to talk about their business. There's really cool two women run this cool business, this cool shop. It's like the 50s, the 60s meets 90s hip-hop. I'm telling you. So this business, if you haven't already, you really need to check out the Crumbie Cookie Dough Company. They make their cookie dough with all the best stuff, responsible ingredients you recognize and respect, so you can feel great about treating your family or yourself or even having three or four or five. I had the reverse cowgirl. Interesting name. I will get on that topic in a minute. It was like an oatmeal chocolate chip. I ate it raw, and guess what? I felt proud, okay? I didn't feel bad. I felt, I was like, I need more of this stuff, and I will get more of this stuff. Of course, you can take the cookie dough home and bake it up into a killer cookie without lifting a finger. That's a no-brainer, but the best part, you can eat it just the way it is, just like I did. I did it in one sitting, probably 5 spoonfuls. So the Cookie Dough Company makes cookie dough that is 100% safe to eat, no baking required. Like when you're baking cookies at home and you lick the spoon or sneak a little taste from the bowl, except Crumbie does it completely risk-free. So no one's telling you not to eat the cookie dough. Go eat it. Just eat it. Why don't you? It's good. It's good for you. And it tastes real good. So you can visit the Crumbie Cookie Dough Company at their store in Uptown Waterloo. Check them out on Instagram, on Facebook, at the Crumbie Cookie Dough Co. Co. Or visit them online at the Crumbie Cookie Dough. The Crumbie Cookie Dough Co.com. That's Crumbie spelled Crumby. So I guess you could pronounce it Crumbie, but it's pronounced Crummy. You can also order for delivery through Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, or through their website. Like I said before, if you haven't already tried this stuff, you definitely should. It is super tasty, and they have lots of interesting flavors, which all happen to have interesting names. Like I told you, Reverse Cowgirl, that is a banger. They also have Rainbow Pony Show, which looks magic. It looks like a magic show in a cup. Or peanut butter flavor, Material Squirrel. Also, the vibe is, like I told you, a mix between 1960s vintage versus 90s hip-hop. They started it in a van, in a food thing, and now they're thriving. Now they have all an establishment. So if you're in Waterloo or Kitchener, check them out. The Crumbie Cookie Dough Company. Eat it just the way it is or bake it into a kick-ass cookie, even if it makes it to the oven at all. And I'm telling you, it probably won't because it's good for you. All right, I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. And I'm going to be talking about them a lot more in the future. I hope you like what you hear. But we don't have too much time left, so I want to actually showcase an artist like I usually do. Her name's Emmy Jean. Emmy Jean, she's from Montreal or Quebec. I met her at a Pusha T concert. Why? She was looking pretty cool. She had gold nails, gold, like she was like decked out. Like she had a look going on. And I told her, I was like, you have a look going. This is, I don't even have to hear you sing and I know you sound good. So this is what she has to say. She came out with a new song called Other Side, and Take it away, Emmy.
I'm so happy to share my new track, Other Side, with you. You know, I experienced bullying and been controlled by men all my life. At one point, it was an ex-boyfriend, a boyfriend, a family member, a manager, a music business colleague. And lately, I'd experienced it again and said to myself, you know what, girl? This is enough and it's time to wake up. I know so many people experienced these situations. I saw so many friends, family members, and strangers. And I really hope people will see this as a manifesto to wake up from these kinds of situations. Other Side is a manifesto to the world, telling them that we are all done with the hate, control, racism, sexism, dictatorship going on in the world. It doesn't matter where you're from, what color you are, what you believe in. We are all warriors and we'll fight together. We will no longer stay inside the box and keep quiet. I think 2020 was such a crazy year and it's time for us to wake up. You can actually check out the music video that I dropped this week. It's portraying super well that I'm now opening up, not staying inside the box, and that I'm stronger on the other side. So my name is Emmy Jane, and I'm so happy to share my new track, Other Side, with CKMS.
To feel empty, feel the ice under your feet.
That was Emmy Jean, The Other Side. Really cool girl. I liked her story, and I'm going to be talking with her more in the future for sure. So we're going to go to another featured artist. Really close friends of mine. I've seen them live more than once. They're really cool. Great vibes. Their name is Featurette, and well, they're going to play the song Million Things, so here's what they have to say about that. Well, technical difficulties. We're going to set that up. But for right now, here's some Bring Me the Horizon. Well, that was Bring Me the Horizon, One Times One. So, before we head out, I want to say the show is made possible by the Crumby Cookie Dough Company. So, I spelled that wrong. That's C-R-U-M-B-Y. They say we should eat more raw cookies and cookie donut counts. Sorry, I'm train of thought. But check them out, all right? I'm telling you, I went to go eat one of their reverse cowgirl, cool name, and it was delicious. So, this show is made possible because of them, and I want to say thank you for that. And I will buy all their flavors and eat it in all one sitting. Please don't judge, okay? So you can visit them at thecrumbycookiedoughcompany.com. Let's try this again, and let's end the show with some featurette. That's what you had to say.
So Million Things was written at a time in my life when I really felt this divide between the kind of content I was supposed to be putting out and what I was actually going through, like, on the inside. The lyrics are about having it all, having diamonds and cars and all the fancy stuff in the world, everything you'd ever dreamed of, right? But if you don't have someone to share it with, like, what's that all for? What's it all worth in the end? People post these fabulous adventures and glam photos on Instagram, and they appear to be living their best lives, right? Like, all that. but it's like, what's the moment before look like? What's the moment after look like? Are they really happy? Are they just trying to fill this void? Like, I feel like there's this void that we're all just trying to fill on social media, and it takes such a toll on mental health. It's important to stop and look at what's real, not just what you're trying to project, right? So in short, I guess Million Things is about prioritizing mental health over the void that is social media and keeping up appearances. So trying to get back to connecting with what's real and what you're really going through on the inside. 'Cause I got a million things. Fast cars and diamond rings. Well, I'm down on love, stars from above. The time that we're getting is just not enough. I got a million things. I don't know when we got here, babe, but I don't see you anymore. It's not enough just to work all day and come home to an empty car. Don't know what you're thinking now. Play, gotta pray that we'll turn it around. 'Cause I got a million things. Fast cars and diamonds.